Zia.
It's 26 minutes to 12, a live 90.5 spotlight with Jim and Darren. And now you've practiced the names, you can say them.
I can say them, but before I start, we love this show to entertain but also to inform people, and I love pizzas.
Yum.
Me too. You like pizzas?
Well, of course I do.
Okay.
I love the fresh smell, the fresh dough, yeah.
Well, I want to know, how do you make the best pizza? And we're really delighted to have in the studio today two very well-credentialed men who are going to tell us how to make pizza and what to look for in a pizza, George Guitar and Ziad Sabah from George's Gourmet Pizzas. Thanks for joining us this morning, guys.
No worries. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for having us.
It's absolutely fantastic. And listeners, you're going to hear a great song when we go to a break too.
Well, that makes me think that the perfect ingredient for a pizza must be love.
Absolutely.
Oh, I've got it.
Without a doubt.
There we go. The rest
finishes this interview.
Yep, we're done.
That's all over. Now, George, can I go to you? And there's lots of things that we could talk about, but the base. Tell us about the base. Is that important?
The base is very important. Like, if you want a good pizza, you got to have a good base. And the way we make our bases, well, I'm not going to tell anybody, but...
sorry, is it that serious in the sense of you not telling anyone?
Absolutely. Very, very serious.
Okay.
It cost me six figures to work on this base.
Okay. So, and while we might be joking, Darren, that's a very important point. So
I think our lives are on the line here in the studio.
Yeah. we better turn this off. We're in big trouble. So thank you for sharing that. There's what we call IP with regards to that base.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. That's really incredible. Okay. What do you like? What's the most popular, thick or thin?
Thin.
And why is that, generally speaking?
I just think it's...
You taste more of the food, less of the base. You get a taste of the ingredients a bit better.
Okay.
All about the food. Yeah. The toppings.
That's right, the toppings.
The toppings. Well, let's go straight to the toppings then. What's your favourite, Zé? What do you like?
My favourite, as well as a lot of the customers, is our Senorita. It's like a peri-peri chicken pizza. So
my mouth's watering already. Yeah. Tell our listeners, I know we're getting close to lunch. Tell us about that.
Everywhere you go, you know, everything's a bit different everywhere you go, but peri-peri chicken's pretty standard. We make a really good one. Mushrooms, caramelized onion, roasted capsicum, chicken, peri-peri.
And when you say we make them, where are you located? Are you around here somewhere?
Yeah, we're in Bella Vista, just near the private hospital.
Oh, okay,
just
great.
Just in Circa.
And open 7 days a week, like you're there?
Days a week. We close Monday night, but every other night we're open.
And they can get a peri-peri?
They can get a peri-peri.
Okay, from there. So that sounds absolutely wonderful. Coming back with regards to that, the sauces then, are we allowed to talk about the sauces? Is that important?
There might be more secrets there, I think.
No, the sauces are basic sauces, but we add certain ingredients to enhance the flavour.
Okay.
Like other people just use the sauce straight out of the can, we don't.
Okay, that's important, Darren. You know, there is, to use when we started off, there is a real love affair with regards to making that pizza.
It's love, and I hear that there's chili involved as well sometimes.
Oh, I love my chili.
Is that something new these days? When did chili really come on the scene in pizzas?
Well, for me, it's always been, but...
You've always been. I know, if I may just jump in there, George, you were saying that you came in here this morning and 25 years ago, or 23, I think it might have been, you delivered pizzas here when radio station started.
Absolutely.
Was chili a thing back then?
Not for these guys.
But no. Yeah. Now, we're starting the plan for our 25th on-air anniversary, which is going to be December next year. You must come along and be part of that, so you can say you started it and 25 years, you're still part of it.
It'd be my pleasure.
Wonderful.
I'm really excited. So Zia told us with regards to the peri-peri chicken. George, what types of pizzas are your favourite and your customers? Because I believe not only you're at Bella Vista, but you're also at Stanhope Gardens.
That's
so cool. Tell us about that. I know they're different places, but generally speaking...
Well, generally speaking, Bella Vista has main meals versus Stanhope, which was is just mainly takeaway. It's got a small eat-in section, but it doesn't do main meals because of the size of the shop.
Sure.
We just could not cater for that in that area. But the pizzas and pastas and... go very well there.
There's no doubt. Listeners, we have to come clean. we have to say, Darren, that our good friends here have brought us in pizza for lunch. I didn't really want to tell them, but my mouth's watering. I can smell. If you know what it's like when you're hungry and you can smell a beautiful pizza, listeners, we've got that right now. So
shall we have a break so we can enjoy that?
Well, I think that would. Well, we're not going to tell our listeners we're going to have a piece of pizza while.
Why not? I'm hungry.
Okay.
It's lunchtime.
Okay. Well, you're on Spotlight, and we're absolutely delighted to have George and Zia in our studios now, telling us about what makes a good pizza. You're on 90.5 FM with Darren and Jim. So I'm looking forward to that.
And George, just for you, we have Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra with That's Amore.
Oh boy.
Alive 90.5.
Oh, that's delicious.
16 minutes to 12, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. If we sound a bit different, that's because our mouths is full of chili. Lovely chili on a lovely margarita pizza with a secret base we're not going to know about, but it just tastes so fresh. Hey, Jim.
Well, I've got to be really honest. I didn't even get to the base. I took one gulp and it's just all gone. It's just absolutely a beautiful, beautiful pizza. I can't wait. Can we finish the show now and we could finish the pizza?
15 minutes to go.
Oh, dear. You're a hard producer. Really hard. Now, that just absolutely beautiful. It's my mouth is watering. It's still watering. I can feel that. It's just absolutely terrific. George, how did you get a love for pizzas? How did that come about?
Well, back in 1986, my family grew to four little children, and what I was earning outside wasn't enough to. So I started looking around, and I just happened to walk into the pizza shop up there. And I said to the owner, after I ate the pizza and loved it, I said, do you want to sell this place? He said, come and see me on Monday. I said, okay. Went and saw him on Monday. Tuesday, I owned it.
Wow.
was like basically like that Gillette ad. If you find like it, I bought it.
You bought it. That's a fantastic story, because you don't see any of that in the pizza. Has it been a challenging time? Because we talk about business. I mean, we are talking about making pizzas, and the pizzas, listeners, are absolutely beautiful. My mouth's watering, and I encourage you, please, to go to George's Gourmet Pizza at either Stanhope Gardens or here at Bella Vista. They are truly magnificent. And there's no paid advertisement here. It's just we try to give everyone a leg up, or to tell their story, whether Salvation Army or Beb Jordan from Relay for Cancer or whatever. What a fantastic opportunity. Tell us about your journey over that time. That's some 30
odd
years.
Yeah, I was just going to say, overall, Jim, so with the purchasing the pizza place back in 83, did you say?
86.
86, sorry, yep. And my mouth is a bit on fire with the chili here. Just excuse me, listeners. Did you also buy a secret? Like, was a dough secret back then even?
Yes, it was.
Okay, wow. So it's very important to... So you must have liked that pizza to buy it the next day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, basically, that's exactly how it happened. And but since then, we've refined it. We've done a few things to it ourselves to improve it.
I was going to say, is that all you, George, or Z? Have you brought anything in as far as the base goes, or you're the topping man?
I'm the topping man.
Well, there we go. Great toppings. Very nice. And nice hit of chili there.
Oh, it is. It's absolutely fantastic. George, your favourite pizzas, what do you like? What are some of your favourite pizzas?
Mine, anything with chilli.
Well, we kind of picked that up already.
There's one that I really love that I created back in 93, and it's called the Sombrero.
And where can we get the Sombrero, Bella Vista or Stanhope or both?
At both,
the Sombrero? Yeah,
the Sombrero, what it is, it's a very thin base. Got all the toppings of capsicum, onion, ground beef, pepperoni and chilli. And then a very thin top
lid.
So it's like a calzone, but it's a pizza size.
Sounds fantastic.
It's my personal favourite.
Okay, and they can get that if they come in, and
they can get a Sombrero, but they're going to get something else.
We're
going to make a Spotlight pizza.
We are.
Yeah.
We want our listeners to tell us. So even if you're listening now, you can text us on 04 800 28 100. What should be on a Spotlight pizza?
I like that, Darren.
It's going to be on the counter sometime in the future, and you will be able to buy a Spotlight pizza with your favourite toppings as voted by the listeners of Spotlight here on Alive 90.5.
And we will be sworn to secrecy for the base.
Yeah, well, and we can't say anything about the base,
listeners,
but the toppings.
We're not going to tell you about that, but just mark our words. You're going to be getting a Spotlight pizza very shortly.
That's right. So if you want to even text us now, 04800 28 100, what should be on a Spotlight pizza here in the Hills area and particularly Bella Vista with George and Z whipping it up for us? And, yeah, we might even do an interview on site one day there.
I'd love to.
As the Spotlight pizza gets made coming out of that hot oven. Mm.
I'm mouth-watering again. George, just do you, on a serious note, look very carefully at where you buy your ingredients. Is that a big,
Absolutely.
big project?
Absolutely. We go to farms for fresh vegetables. We go to a lady that makes our garlic bread at home. If I don't eat it, I won't put it on the pizza.
That's a great endorsement, Z. What about you?
Yeah, like George said, we go to the farm a couple times a week to get the freshest ingredients we can. Nothing's bought from store. We go to the butchers, get fresh meat, make sure everything on the pizzas are fresh, and that's one of the secrets.
Yeah, can I just say that's incredible. That's good marketing strategy. Sorry, without going into that you really is a signature, or your company is a signature in what you do.
Just on the fresh part there, did the floods affect you recently with what's coming in fresh?
Well, before the floods, actually the droughts
affected
us a lot because meat prices went through the roof.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we try to keep our costs as low as possible for the customers.
Sure.
So we did wear a bit of the cost during the drought. Meat prices went soared way through the roof. And now recently with the floods, a lot of the farms are struggling. So it is hard to get good produce, but there are still a lot of farms out there. We've got a lot of options. So George's son Anthony drives down to Maroota a couple of times a week. He's got good friends with the farmer down there.
Isn't the Hills wonderful?
Oh, and the stories, Darren.
Year out to the Wiseman's and Hawkesbury,
And to hear the stories of people in business, you know, employing people, living out their dreams, their family dreams. I just love these types of stories. Really mean a lot. How long does it take to make a pizza? Because sometimes when I've bought pizzas before, George, flimsy. Do you know what I mean? They've come out of the oven too quickly, or I don't know if that's the way, but they seem to be floppy. And I know you wouldn't do that, but how long should it take for a pizza, roughly?
Do you undercook your pizzas, Jim? You might get some lessons here, hey?
Well, to cook?
Yeah, well, just...
Yeah, well, basically, it's depends on the oven.
Okay, good point.
We have the Wow oven, as it's called, and it takes 4 minutes to cook a perfect pizza. So, but the whole process from by the time we get the order till it comes out of the oven can take up to 15, maybe 20 minutes, depending on how many orders we have in front of you. Mm. And we adjust the times, like on a Friday, Saturday night, waiting time can be anything up to 35, 40 minutes. So
because of the demand.
Yeah,
well, that's... A credit to you guys because, anything worthwhile, you've got to wait for. But, I mean, it's just interesting, 4 or 5 minutes. Can I ask you this question? What should you drink with a pizza?
Depends who you ask.
That's a good question.
Thank you, Darren. That's the first time you've said that for a month.
It is,
I think. What do people generally drink? I know you can say Coca-Cola or a red wine or whatever, but generally what do people have with the pizzas? Is there any formula?
Beer? I love a beer with my pizza.
Yeah, I agree.
Nothing nice.
You're going to say something.
Yeah, a lot of customers, you know, like the classic Italian eaters, they usually like a red wine with their pizza.
Mm.
So, especially a margarita. Mm. I heard margarita, fresh basil, red wine go hand in hand.
Sounds really good.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And when... just taken back by your generosity today, we congratulate you on behalf of Spotlight, Darren and myself and 90.5 for being here, for being people who are full of energy and have a love for what they do. It makes going to work so much more appealing when you love doing something. We'd love to have you come back, and we want to talk more about building a Spotlight pizza so our listeners can then join in and share in the great love of you and the great work that you do for our community. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And hopefully we will get together in the future.
I hope so, we do. George's Gourmet Pizzas.
Morning. And here's Kate Millett-Heike with Zero Gravity.
Alive 90.5.